Hello and welcome back to the Gully Scorecard podcast. On today's episode, we will be reviewing the IPL that will start on September 19th and giving our predictions for the upcoming IPL.
And today on the episode, we have a guest, our dear friend Paritosh Jain, who is a childhood friend of ours and an extremely funny person. We're sure you'll enjoy his company and contribution on this episode. And do stick around for our predictions in the end. And also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is at the Gully Scorecard. Twitter is at Gully Scorecard. And enjoy the podcast. Hello guys, welcome back, and I hope you can notice we have new mics. If there's a bad sound in my audio, I'm extremely sorry. I tried to fix it as much as possible, but if there isn't, then I did a great job. Welcome Nikhil, how are you doing?
Do I sound sexy in this mic?
I'm sexy, but the sexiest person here is obviously Mr.
Paritosh Jain, bro.
Thank you for having me.
thank you, bastard. Don't even thank you for having me. What professional shit is this? Known you for 10 years.
And he's clearly a cricket expert.
Oh, yes, expert, definitely.
Yeah. He sucks Virat Kohli's dick every day.
Professional opinions that are very unpopular and biased, you can count on me.
You only impregnated him, or what?
No.
But really, who is?
He's too far for that.
Shit. Okay. So as most of you know, the IPL is starting on the 19th of September. Without crowds, unfortunately, in the UAE. I assume all of the teams have reached by now?
Mm-hmm.
All of them reached and started training? For sure, huh? You flew them, or what?
No. I've been following their Instagram pages.
You follow the Instagram pages, or what?
Yeah.
I assume they've all reached, and I think they've all started training as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least RCB has, from what
I've seen.
I mean, that's all we care about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you take it if they just gave us the trophy and they didn't play?
Of course. It's a fucking trophy, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Bro, no chance, bro. I'd want to see us paste Mumbai and Chennai.
Mumbai has done that 4 times anyway, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mumbai has done
it. I saw quite many of these memes on Instagram saying, Mumbai bought Kumar Dharmasena for...
in the auction.
Damn.
Yeah, I remember last season, I think we were playing at, I think it was Chinnaswamy and Leanne. Malinga bowled a no ball in the last
game. Bro, such fucking shit, bro, that such game. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Malinga's ruled out this time.
Yeah,
what for?
Back.
Some injury, bro.
Injury?
I don't know about that, but like, I heard it was injury, I don't know. He's old anyways, bro, fucking ancient.
I don't, bro, didn't he become a coach at one point for Mumbai?
I honestly have no clue. So
what happened was, one season he retired and he became the bowling coach again. Next season he came back and started playing.
Oh wow.
So
damn.
Do you remember that time when, I don't know if Pari was there during for that game, where we saw that drunk fellow in the stadium?
No, Pari wasn't there.
Oh my god. Pari wasn't there. Like, we won't get that kind of thing this time.
Yeah, I mean, of course, gladly we won't. I don't want any drunk person in the stadium, regardless of the situation.
Bro, that was too funny, bro. This guy started screaming, AB de Villiers, hit a six, and he wasn't even playing the game.
Yeah, he was like on the bench or something. And the best part, he's like, he had a phone in his hand. He's like, oh, I'm going to call ABD and tell him to hit, bro, and shit like that, he was saying in Kannada. It was too fucking funny.
Did you all hear about Chennai Super Kings having... tested positive for some of the players. So I don't think they've revealed that. They wanted to keep it confidential.
Deepak Chahar, right? I'm pretty sure Deepak Chahar is one of them. Suresh Raina is on his way back.
Tony test positive.
I don't think so. Bro, there would be outrage if he tested
positive.
I mean, he just has to, like, nothing will happen to him anyway. He'll survive. But, yeah. I just hope they don't fucking cancel it.
Bro, but if he tests positive, then, like, you can basically, half the audience is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there is no audience anyway, so.
Fair enough. Yeah, bro. I mean, there's no crowds, but I guess if Ms. Devani is not there, half the viewership is gone.
Yeah.
But speaking of like viewership, our experience in the stadium have been something, bro.
So much fun, man.
Wait, Pari, how many? Which games have you come for? With us?
I've come for
One game we got paced by KKR.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think that's the game the cheerleader said hi to me for sure. That Anuj did not notice, but Nikhil for sure did.
Later you went and you hit that over.
No. I had to make sure you guys reached home safely.
You took us home over.
Yeah, bro. But he's only a chaperone, man.
Was that the game where it was super crowded to leave the stadium?
Yeah. When is it not like that?
You know, what happened was we stayed back because y'all wanted a picture. I don't know why.
We didn't get a fucking picture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all wanted, but y'all stayed back till everyone left. And then they said, okay, fuck off, no pictures. Like, they didn't let us wait for it. And they told us, fuck off, so we didn't take it.
That makes, bro, that chick that was the
that security guard, right? Yeah.
She didn't take the picture for mm-hmm. us. What the fuck?
Yeah. We were actually looking for people to. Yeah, we took so many flags.
Flags home.
And there was what are those inflated things that you bang against each other? What the fuck was that, bro? I don't even know why they keep.
And I think we left everything in Anuj's house like the morning after.
Yeah, everything's here. It's still here. Everything is still here.
Why would we ever take it back home? Like. But yeah, we apart from that one, Anuj and I have been for a couple mm-hmm. of exciting games. We went to the RCB CSK one last year, where RCB won by one run. Yo, fuck! If Umesh Yadav, if we lost that game, bro, holy shit!
Umesh Yadav's head on a stick. That's what happened if we lost that game.
MS Dhoni was pasting him in the last over, bro. We needed 26 of the last over. And
yeah.
Don't exactly how remember each. I mean, to me, every ball seemed like a six when he was.
Yeah, he faced the shit out of
him. He fucked him, bro. But he scored 24 and 5. And the last ball, I don't know why he tried like dab it to the man.
He was pussy, bro. Pussy. Dhoni's a pussy.
Dhoni's a pussy.
Are CSK fans offended? CSK. Yeah, that's our next target.
Next target, CSK fans. But. Yeah, and then Parthiv Patel, bro.
Yeah, hats off to him. He was really good at that.
Yeah, he was a legendary thrower, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, with the gloves on and all. But yeah, Anuj, you thought it was a super over, right?
Yo, I screamed so fucking loud. I didn't know what happened. Like, it's almost like I passed out or something. I screamed so loud. And I was like, oh fuck, super over. Let's go. And then I saw RC players running and celebrating already. I'm like, oh fuck, we won the match. And then both of us just went crazy. And the best part was, where the stand we were in, so we like the thing was, the story about the tickets was we got the tickets on that day. Like,
yeah, we how much did we pay for
separately? 1.8 we paid for it.
What? We paid less than the final. Okay, I mean,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, we paid less in the final. Yeah. No, we didn't pay less in the final.
We paid 1.7 for the final.
Yeah, but like this was last day tickets, so but anyway, it doesn't matter. We got the ticket on that day and it was some random stand, but it was filled with CSK fans. So that was so.
Oh yeah, fuck! That there was this one CSK fan that just kept taunting us when, especially during that last over, I was like, oh shit.
Oh, I took it all out on that fucker, screaming in his face.
I wasn't there physically, but I can imagine the energy in the stadium would have been so high towards that last.
Chinnaswamy
is one of the best places. I mean, we haven't really seen
the
any
best.
Other games.
Best.
We haven't seen any other games.
No, I don't give a shit. It's the best.
It's by default the best.
So you're probably wondering why the audio has kind of changed here. This is editors Anuj and Nikhil here, and we encountered a slight audio problem midway through our recording. And Anuj, would you like to tell them why?
Yeah, so there was a slight issue with my earphones being plugged into the laptop and there was a bit of disturbance. But anyways, we'll tell you what we covered. It wasn't much. He spoke about why RCB fans are the best, which is quite obvious, so it's not really a big thing. Then we spoke about Shane Watson. We censored him as SW. So in case further in the episode, you wonder why we say SW, that's the reason. And what was the third one, Nikhil?
We also compare, late after this segment, you'll hear us say the IPL has been bought for 222 crores by Dream 11. And we also compared Dream 11 to the previous sponsors and how they sound with the IPL. So, yeah, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Anuj, you should be sorry.
I deeply apologize. I shall fix it next time. This will not happen again.
And there might be a slight audio issue later on. So if there is, please just bear with us and please just listen to the whole thing. Sorry and thank you.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the podcast.
That doesn't sound like a lot, actually.
Yeah, I mean, not really. Like, I mean, especially during the COVID time, I guess it's just justified. But
yeah,
I mean,
I know players who probably earn 10% of that number. Just
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You could probably get a high end flat in Bangalore for that much.
Mm-hmm. You know,
like
30, 40 crores for like 10% or 15% of that. You can probably get a high end flat. So I guess in hindsight, it's not much.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Anuj bro, you do Dream 11 teams, don't you?
I do for football, not for cricket. I can't do for cricket.
Why can't you do for cricket?
It's too risky, bro. Because like at least in football, you have a chance to redeem yourself. In cricket, once you're out, what the fuck you gonna do? Like cheer from the bench and get points. What the fuck am I supposed to do once you get out? I can't rely on you. So, football is much easier. Like, you can have a stinker and score 2 goals in the 19th minute and get me all my points. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I can't do with cricket. I know people who do with cricket and win a lot.
I feel like there's more value in cricket. Like, I feel like, even though, like, in football, if Kevin De Bruyne did made so many passes or something, right, but he didn't score. You kind of know Virat Kohli is going to hit a 50. And you're going to get points for that.
The thing is, if he gets out on duck, you have no chance to get that.
Yeah, but he's more pull. Like... Virat Kohli's not going to pull.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean... I feel like... maybe Kevin De Bruyne is an exception, but... So, let's take a player like...
No, but like anyone, bro. Like, so suppose like, okay, David Luiz, for example, if he has a bad game, but he scores 2 headers in the end, that's all his points recouped. But if Kohli gets stuck out, it's not like he's going to get, it's very unlikely he's going to do
it. Yeah, but it's more likely that Kohli scores a 50 than David Luiz scores 2 headers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, even take a striker, for example,
say Salah or Mane or something.
Yeah, like they could have an all okayish game, but then pop up with the winner, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but Kohli's more. Yeah, okay, fine. Sure.
And it's much easier to get out in cricket than it is harder to score a goal in football. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Because I think in cricket, the batting side, there are just 2 at a time, unlike football, where all 11 players are involved at once.
That's true, actually. That's
true. Yeah.
Yeah, your player couldn't, like. Won't even bat sometimes. Like
exactly, yeah. Like you could have like a Pollard or something, and Mumbai just lose 1 wicket, and you're not gonna get any points from him unless he bowls. So.
Yeah, Umesh Yadav, bro. Umesh Yadav, you put him in your team, guaranteed.
Anyone picks Umesh Yadav in their team, just don't play.
Minus. Okay, then we can probably review some of the squads now.
Yeah.
We can start off with some of the. Teams that nobody cares about.
Delhi Capitals.
Delhi Capitals.
I do know Delhi fans who will be listening to this, yeah. And I apologize.
I'm looking at the squad now. Let's look at the squad.
Shreyas Iyer, Rahane. Yeah. You got Shimron Hetmeyer.
He's going to paste us.
100%.
Rahane, Amit Mishra. How is Amit Mishra?
He's Stoilis.
Amit Mishra is still in the team.
Amit Mishra still playing cricket.
Bro, he's ancient.
Like, actually.
Honestly. Marcus Stoinis went to Delhi Capitals.
Yeah, that's what RCB lied on. Even Chris Woakes was with us, wasn't he?
Yeah. Bro, Chris Woakes, I don't know why we let go of him.
Wasn't Mohit Sharma in CSK?
Yeah.
Mohit Sharma's in Delhi Captains.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Harshal Patel from RCB has gone over there.
Also gone.
Harshal Patel.
He was too bad. But I guess good. Oh fuck, they have Kagiso Rabada.
Yeah, Rabada's really good.
Is Ashwin still the captain or is it Iyer?
Iyer only.
Oh, is that even a question?
Where the fuck did Akshar Patel drop off, bro?
Oh, he dropped off. I think his was he part of that? I don't know if he was. I think I might be messing this up. I don't think he was. He wasn't part of that Pune team which got dispatched by Gale, no?
I don't think.
They still have Rabada as a bowler.
Yeah,
he's really dangerous, Jesus.
Yeah, Akshay Patel dropped off.
Wait, so if you had to pick a starting 11 from this team, who would you pick? So
Iyer, Rahane, Prithvi Shaw, and Dhawan. These four have to be there.
So you'd play, bro? I would either play Rahane or Prithvi Shaw.
One of them.
Yeah, I mean both of them are openers, right? You can't play Ajinkya Rahane at 2 down. What will he do?
I'm pretty sure.
I think they have Marcus Troinus as well. I think he'll be in my top.
They have Rishabh Pant as well.
Oh yeah. Wait, isn't he captain or is it Shreyas Iyer?
Rishabh Pant captain. He's like 5.
No, but like he's probably their best player.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a good captain.
He's 22 though.
I don't know about being a good captain, but like
is he 22?
Yeah, he's 22.
Yeah, he's 22.
Okay. So, I would...
Who would be the four foreigners? Starting 11 is going to take...
Oh, sorry. But you would pay... So, I mean, Rabada... Definitely Rabada.
Marcus Stoinis as well.
Their foreigners aren't that good.
Jason Roy can be dangerous.
Jason Roy is not playing.
He's not playing?
He went back. Jason Roy is not...
What happened?
Yeah, something happened. But I know Jason Roy is not playing. They got Alex Carey instead of Jason Roy.
Oh, Alex Carey, him and Jason Roy both are on this list.
Who will keep? I mean, Rishabh Pant will keep, so I guess Alex Carey won't play.
Yeah.
But overall, I think they're half decent, to be honest. I feel like they don't have enough lower order batsmen.
Anyways, who's next in this Rajasthan Royals. Nikhil, you want to say something about Rajasthan Royals that the viewers need to know?
I'd rather not, bro.
No, I think we need to get this out of the way before we go forward.
Yeah.
Before we go forward.
Bro, I was a kid, bro. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, you have to admit it on tape.
Yeah, I think you need to, admit.
Okay, bro, when I was in sixth or seventh grade, when I took IPL a bit too seriously, RCB pissed me off at one point. I was like, fuck it, I'll support Rajasthan Royals. And I supported them for like a year.
Traitor.
Yep.
No traitor.
This guy came. So we were all in the same school bus. And this guy came one day in the bus. And Pari and I are sitting over there. And then he's like, oh fuck guys, I'm supporting Rajasthan now. Just out of nowhere. And both of us like, what the fuck? Why? What the fuck?
He's saying,
like, no, I hate RCB. No, I was putting it.
Oh,
that was so stupid, bro.
Oh,
and he was pretty confident. Jesus.
I was pretty what?
You were really confident in your decision of supporting Rajasthan Royals.
Yeah.
I think you backed
that,
it up.
That was the season where when James Faulkner bowled one ball outside out, when they needed one boundary in that. Bro, I was heartbroken.
It was fixed. That was fixed. No way you bowl a full toss outside leg stump when you need to not concede a boundary. Like, that is the worst ball you could bowl in that scenario, and he did that. That was fixed. 100%.
100%.
Robin Uthappa.
What the fuck, Raji? Robin Uthappa.
There's this guy named Anuj Rawat. There's a guy named Anuj. I didn't know this.
Long lost brother.
Damn.
What do you all think of the change from dark blue to pink?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's promoting breast cancer and also like that's
I'm pretty sure on. It isn't.
But if it isn't, if we did, then Jersey sucks balls.
I don't mind it. To be fair to them, I think they reached a point like that blue shit just wasn't working for them. And like they didn't make the playoffs often, they never made the finals and shit. So I think they just switched to pink to see if it gives them any luck. So yeah. It's similar to what we did. Like ours was like red, blue and gold. Now we just fucked blue and we're going to black now.
Bro, they actually look like they have a strong team, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have Ben Stokes, bro.
MVP. They have Ben Stokes.
Yeah.
Ben Stokes, Josh Butler also.
Jofra Archer as well.
Jofra Archer, bro.
Sanju Samson, I think he's still loyal to that team.
Bro, Shreyas Gopal.
Shreyas Gopal. KIOC lad, bro. KIOC lad.
That guy annoys the fuck out of him, bro. Every time we play them, he gets Kohli and ADD out. Every single time.
Oh, Varun Aaron switched over there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Varun Aaron's also there. Shit, bro, they actually, this Jaydev Unadkat, he went for some huge price. I feel like he didn't do anything, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I never didn't even that highly. Yeah.
He went for a huge price. Manan, mm-hmm. I actually think, I like this guy, bro, Manan Vora.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm pretty impressed. Have you seen this? How well their website's created, actually.
Are you looking at the Rajasthan Royals website?
Yeah, I am. Really well designed. When you compare
this is the analysis you get, guys, from our guest. Rajasthan Royals website design.
They don't. Which spinners do they? Oh, they have fucking Gopal, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah. They have Steve Smith. Oh, bro. Okay. Which four foreigners would you play from this team?
That's very hard. So Steve.
I think that team is full of foreigners.
That's what. They have fucking David Miller as well.
Yeah, so Archer, Smith, Stokes, and
adjustment. You have those three. I think are staple. Yeah, Butler. I would pick Butler.
It's either Butler or Miller, one of them.
I'd pick Butler.
Yeah, I think Butler. Butler is explosive, man. Mm-hmm. Once he goes on, he just never turns it off. Fucking crazy.
Oh, do you remember how bad Varun Aaron was?
Do I remember it, bro? That guy's face haunts me. What a shit bowler.
Their masks are not pink color. They are yellow and silver. I think gold, which is interesting, as not the team color.
Shut the fuck up.
The mask color. You buy bro mask. Pari, you have to buy RCB mask for
that. Yeah, you didn't buy the RCB mask. I sent you the link.
You should buy.
You said that. Okay. What's the next team? I think overall Rajasthan have a good team.
Yeah.
I think I just hate them for what they did to us in 2016, but otherwise I know they're a good team.
Who? 2016? What did they do in 2016?
16.
Hyderabad, they pasted us 2016.
Hyderabad.
Yeah, not Rajasthan.
Yeah. Not Rajasthan.
Yeah. Hyderabad.
Now we're going to Punjab.
Kings Live in Punjab. Bro, this Kings 11 Punjab is Karnataka Central.
Yeah, bro. Isn't this half of them Krishnappa from us? From Karnataka?
Karnataka?
Yeah, Mayank Agarwal.
Oh, he's class, bro. I really like Mayank Agarwal.
KL Rahul.
How did we let him go?
We retained Sarfraz over him, and Sarfraz is also here now.
Sarfraz is also here, right?
Just shows.
They paid some huge fee for Maxwell this time.
Really? Yeah. Wait, Maxwell, yeah, they paid 10.75 crores.
Yeah, they paid a huge fee for. They paid a huge fee for Krishnappa Gautam also.
Yeah, 6.2 crores. Yeah.
Yo, the Sunrise website is as good as the Rajasthan Royals one.
You stupid fuck, we're doing things like
I'm. Oh wait.
He's just surfing websites. Bro.
Bro, I swear half this team has played for us. Chris Jordan has also played for us before.
Exactly, yeah. Chris Jordan has. Mandeep Singh also has.
Mandeep Singh, Chris Gayle, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, Sheldon Cottrell is there. Oh, I want to see him.
I like his celebration.
Yeah, bro.
Insane celebration. Yeah. This Mujibur Rahman also is decent.
Yeah. Steve is okay. It's not outstanding. It's not.
I feel like their batting is quite good.
Yeah, I think
they just lack match winners. I mean, Sheldon Cottrell is good, but who is the other good bowlers? I mean, Shami is there.
Oh, they have Chris Gayle.
I can't not love Gayle.
Yeah. I think he's played a major part in RCB's 2016.
Yeah. He was part of our best ever, time as a team in terms of scoring.
He just brought a lot of energy to the stadium.
Yeah, all the fans hyped up. Chanting Chris Gayle.
Insane. Okay, bro. Let's move on. I think their batting is extremely strong, but bowling I feel like is a bit weak.
I think they desperately need a logo change. It's really old. It doesn't match up with the current times. Yeah.
Bro, I like the RCB old logo though.
Mm-hmm. They switch it up every year, which is pretty nice.
Oh bro, I like keep.
I prefer the RCB, but Punjab needs a change. I'll say that.
Yeah,
much.
For sure.
RCB's old one was nice, but Punjab.
Yeah, if you showed it to someone, they'd probably say it was made a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like it's visibly old. The team that fucked us in the 2016 final.
Excuse me.
Sunrisers Hyderabad. We should actually go through this team properly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these.
There's a guy named Virat Singh.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I was going through before, so I noticed it.
I think all the parents that are fans of IPL just named their children after the players just so that they could get it. Like Sachin Baby was like such a prime example.
No, it's bro, it's Malu names, bro. You can't. It's just like that.
Buddy, you're going to name your kid Monty,
yo. Oh,
Monty.
I don't know if I want him to go down that line, but sure.
You guys don't know, you mean Monty Panesar. Mm-hmm. And there's a different story about Panesar, which we'll cover later, not right now.
I think that's one episode.
Yeah, 100%.
This team is strong, bro.
Williamson, Warner, Manish Pandey, Bairstow. Bro, Warner and Bairstow.
Warner, Bairstow, Williamson. They have Rashid Khan.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar.
Bhuvneshwar Kumar.
Mohammad Nabi as well.
Mohammad Nabi. They have Mitchell Marsh. Mitchell Marsh.
Yeah.
Manish Pandey. Sandeep Sharma. He's also decent, bro. Shahbaz Nadeem.
Who did he invite this time for that match?
Bro, they have a decent team, bro. They have a lot of recognizable players on their team.
Yeah.
Their batting is strong. Bowling has always been strong in Sunrisers.
Yeah, definitely contenders this team.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Australian and English players are coming late.
Yeah, I think they're like a bit late. I don't know how late they are.
So I mean, that knocks off a lot of their team. Bairstow, Warner.
Yeah. Well, Bairstow selected for the series or not?
I mean, probably. I don't know.
Williamson will be there. Williamson is the captain or is it? I miss Williamson.
Good. It's on the IPL app, it says Warner's the captain. No, I'm on the app.
Because on the website, they have a blank standing list of all the teams and they have Sunrisers on top and RCB at the bottom. I mean, they're not showing who's, they're showing 0 played, 0 won, 0 lost because the tournament hasn't started.
But it's RCB alphabetical.
Yeah, I think, but since it's the website, it's their website, I think they're being biased.
Put us at the bottom then.
Yeah.
So, they beat us in the final also, bro. How much more disrespect?
Yes, overall I think Sunrisers have a good chance, bro.
Very good team. Very good team. Next.
Oh, loafer teams. Starts. Now are the proper loafer teams.
But I will say this. On the topic of logos, KKR's original logo was banging.
What was the first one? Oh, the one with the elongated one.
The helmet, yeah, it had the helmet on fire.
Okay, yeah, that was good. That was good, yeah.
I love that. That was good. But anyways, yeah, the team.
Dinesh Karthik captain. Why the fuck is Dinesh Karthik a captain?
He's probably one of the most experienced.
So they have Morgan on their team, and Morgan's the English captain.
Oh.
Why the fuck is he not the captain? I mean, and do you want to talk about Andre Russell?
Bro, that guy, he's superhuman, man. See his fucking arms. Jeez.
Buddy, bro, you have arms like that, over?
Oh, no, no. I'm doing those RCB workouts every day.
But he has those arms from different, like,
yeah, right hand, yeah, right, for sure.
Both hands, or what?
No, no, just right.
Just right, huh?
Yep.
Apart from Russell, another explosive batsman, he really shouldn't be an explosive batsman. Is Sunil Narayan. Why? Why did that happen?
Why, bro? Why?
Why did it?
Guys, I fucked us that day. Oh, shit. And they got Pat Cummins as well.
Yeah.
They paid a fucking huge fee for him, bro. Like 15 or 16 crores.
Yeah, 15.5.
That's the tenth of how much Dream 11 paid. Almost a tenth.
Is KL Rahul still in Kings 11?
Yeah.
We literally talked about that.
Still, damn.
You guys are now fighting to a she's a bit.
He's a little slow, yeah. I figured.
He's slow. Rahul Tripathi, he's good. Nitishan
is good.
Cummins is good. Sunil Narayan.
I think they need like an Indian pacer.
There's Shiva Mavi.
I don't know.
Shiva, he played the year. This Kamlesh Nagar Koti also was there. The year where Prithvi Shaw and all, they won the Under-19 World Cup.
Yeah.
These two guys, Kamlesh Nagarkoti and Shiva Mavi, were really good. They have Shubma.
Hey, man, how is he here?
He's still playing.
Tambe, yeah, his name's here. Is it the same one?
I don't see it on mine, dude.
Yeah, wait, let me see. It's on Sports Kid. KKR by 48-year-old Praveen Tambe, yeah.
48?
He made his IPL debut at 41.
What?
Yeah. He's big for KKR.
Honestly, KKR doesn't seem that strong this time.
Yeah, I don't know, but like they only have us. They have the firepower in their batting.
Sunil Narayan as well.
But yeah. Who would open for him, bro? Like, who are their openers?
Sunil Narayan.
Yeah, Sunil Narayan. Sunil Narayan. And
who? This, this guy, Siddesh Lahan. He's been at Mumbai for so long. I swear he's played like one game. So long, and he's got now. Kuldeep Yadav also there. Oh,
I don't know
what
they do. Who's next?
Oh, Mumbai, fuck.
Oh my god.
They're defending champs.
When are they not defending
champs? I'm just coughing up the money every season to win. Yeah.
That's
why. We're going to offend Mumbai and Chennai fans.
Yeah, I swear to god.
100%. Holy shit. Bro, their team is good.
Stacked as fuck.
Look at that. Oh my god.
Quinton de Kock, Hardik Pandya, Karan Pola, Kunal Pandya, Bumrah.
Bro, look at their bowlers. They have McLennan.
Coulter Nile? Excuse me?
They have Trent Bolt as well. Oh.
Damn. Bro, Coulter Nile was supposed to play for us last season and he ducked. No.
He ducked twice.
Fucking bitch.
I mean, bro, this team is
the entire KKR lineup and then they just slowly started to leave by RCB.
They have Chris Lynn also.
Yeah, Mumbai have really, really good balance this time, man. Fuck. Good Indian players.
Rohit Sharma, Aditya Tare, Chris Lynn, Dhaval Kulkarni. How is this guy retired?
But one thing I would like to point out is that since all of them, at least the Indian players, haven't played cricket in a long time. Like, normally they'll have series and all now, but their form will be, you know, unpredictable because they haven't, they're getting into the rhythm will be a different. So I think that might play a factor in like the initial games and how much runs are scored and all, or like, or if it's more or less and how fit they are. So
I totally agree with that because I think it'll show us how each player has trained themselves and how they'll handle post-pandemic, just to see how they'll show their performance on and in-game.
Yeah, I don't know how this, with no crowds, how that would affect them. Like, especially such a team with such superstars, like with like Mumbai. Yeah. Like, they're used to playing in front of big crowds. Yeah, and... Without crowds, I don't know how that would affect them and whether they would have the motivation enough to, you know, get
weird.
But
yeah, but especially since IPL, like fans are IPL.
Then we move on to the Chennai Super Kings. Murali Vijay is still here or what?
Oh, he's pensioner, bro. He'll stay there.
He's another player.
Next level. Bro, CSK.
Dwayne Bravo is also still here.
Yeah, bro. DJ Bravo. Harbhajan Singh is here. Bro, they retained so many fucking players. What the hell?
Then S-Word is also here.
S-Word, yeah. SW is there, yeah.
SW. You can't say his name.
Sam Curran.
Sam Curran. Yeah, he's good. I like Sam Curran. Yeah. Piyush Chawla is in Chennai Super Kings.
Damn. Has Piyush...
Isn't he like a permanent KKR member or something?
Yeah, that's what.
He won the IPL with them also, didn't he? Like, he hooked Johnson.
I remember he hit the winning runs also once.
Yeah, he hooked Johnson for 6. I remember that. And then eventually he won the...
Piyush Chawla hit Johnson for 6. He hooked Johnson for 6.
Beautiful moment.
They have Josh Hazlewood. That's good. I think they
CSK's team always looks good.
They're always strong.
As much as I hate to say it, their team is always so strong.
Nidhar Jadhav. Ngedi, he's also decent.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, bro. Yeah, but they have Jadeja, Shardul Thakur, Mitchell Santner, Josh Hazlewood, Imran Tahir. That guy is not retired or what?
How old is he?
He has to be so. Let's see his age, bro.
He looks old.
He has to be very.
He's 41. Old. Yeah, he's 41.
41. Oh my fucking god.
Oh, they still have Imran Tahir.
Yeah.
Faf du Plessis.
CSK. Let's get.
Okay, bro. Real. Real team.
Real talk. Royal Challengers Bangalore. Oh my god. I mean, we have the best Indian player in Virat Kohli. We have one of the best South African players of the modern era, maybe De Villiers. Apart from that, our bowling is quite shambolic.
Had the best. It's just we were never able to pull through. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, we still haven't addressed Indian middle order. So pissing off. We don't have
any. I don't know why we let go of Mandeep Singh and all.
Yeah, man.
This Gurkirat man is there, but I don't know how good he is.
Good enough. We need a solid Indian middle order because our foreigners go away when we pick. Like, so Finch, ABD, and Morris. Moeen Ali and Steyn.
So you know Morris?
Morris over. I think Morris and Ali will rotate. More because both are all-rounders and depending on the pitch, they'll rotate. Like
UAE is mainly for spinners, right?
Yeah, but if that's the case, but you still have to play Morris because I really like Morris and I hope he does well for us.
Why did we get Adam Zampa instead of Kane Richards? Like, I mean, Kane Richards didn't win.
Yeah,
I know he went, but why did we get Adam Zampa? Couldn't we get another fast bowler?
Maybe it could be like, you know, Chris Gayle scenario. Because Chris Gayle replaced Dirk Nannis. And Dirk Nannis is a bowler. Chris Gayle was a batsman. So, like, I don't think there's a thing about that.
On the RCB website, ABD Villiers' position is wicketkeeper.
Yeah, he was training as well as a pit keeper. Yeah. So if you saw the picture.
No way, ABD keeper.
PP is keeping, bro. PP is keeping.
I don't know. I think he can just like hold off one side of the stadium by himself. I don't think he needs to. We could keep.
I don't think Parthiv Patel
is Is Shivam Dubey still with us?
Yeah, he's there.
Oh, Washington Sundar is a good all rounder.
Yeah. Washington Sundar.
How? Why did we retain Mohammad?
Mohammad Siraj Umesh Yadav.
My head hurts, bro. Looking at that name only, Siraj.
Flat track, they get pasted so badly, bro.
He's the dumbest bowler in the world, Mohammad Siraj.
This one, Saini is good. I like Saini.
Saini is the best out of the lot.
So our top bowlers at the moment are Steyn, Saini and Chahal, right?
Yeah, Chahal.
Probably.
Chahal is our...
Chahal is dead. Okay, so at least for RCB, give me your starting 11, both of you.
Okay, I'll give mine first. So, Finch, Kohli, AD. Not in order, I'm just saying it. Finch, Kohli,
general.
Parthiv Patel, Chahal, Saini, Steyn.
So you've picked your four foreigners.
I have. Who are they? ABD, Steyn, Finch, and
then?
Morris. Morris is the pick. Yeah, so that's like eight, I think. And then three more.
Have you said Kohli? No. I haven't heard you say Kohli yet.
I said Kohli in the beginning only, yeah.
Okay.
Who else are you picking?
I think I finished 8, so I'll probably round it off with like some role players, maybe like
Siraj.
Gurkirat Siraj or something like that. Yeah. That's like the rough idea.
Pari, bro?
Mio.
Pari?
Chris Gayle.
Mama Gayle is still playing for us. Chris Mama.
Probably Kohli, De Villiers, Monali would be a foreigner, right?
Yeah,
Steyn, Finch, Saini, Morris for sure.
Chahal. You've picked five foreigners.
I picked five foreigners.
You've picked
three foreign
teams. Pick foreign teams. 11 foreigners.
So, okay, let's start the foreigners again. Steyn, Morris, ABD, and... Finch. Oh, Richardson's out now. Kane Richardson's out. Yeah. Shit.
So, Finch.
And
Finch. I think Finch will be out.
Finch.
Then, seven Indian players, right? So, that would be Saini, Kohli, Chahal, Washington Sundar, Umesh Yadav, Parthiv Patel.
That's six.
Six, one more. Probably Shivam Dubey.
Nikhil, do you think Devdutt Padikkal will start?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. So I think if you play De Villiers as keeper, I would start Devdutt.
I think De Villiers keeper would happen.
We actually have three wicket keepers.
Who's our fucking keepers, bro?
Joshua, Philip.
Yeah, he's not. He's in. And who's.
Wait, what?
Are you counting De Villiers as a keeper?
Yeah, I'm counting De Villiers.
Yeah, so, I mean, Joshua Philippe won't start. You have to...
Is he a new guy?
Yeah, new guy. New
Australian,
signing.
Okay.
If you don't play De Villiers as keeper, I'll probably pick Finch, Parthiv Patel, Virat Kohli, De Villiers... Gurkirat Mann. Who's that? Shivam Dubey. I forgot Moeen Ali.
Moeen Ali or Morris?
I'd pick Morris. So wait, I said Finch, Parthiv Patel, Kohli, De Villiers. Gurkirat Mann, Shivam Dubey. Chris Morris, Steyn, Saini, Chahal, And either Umesh Yadav or Siraj, I couldn't care less. Yeah, so, I mean, I hope, I think we have a decent, compared to Mumbai, Mumbai has a very strong team. Okay, so stay tuned for our predictions. We'll come back in a minute. Before that, listen to our sponsor segment. Okay, final prediction, boys.
I predict the last.
Who do you think who do you think won't get through?
I think Team 11 Punjab are finishing bottom of the bat.
You think Punjab?
Yeah.
I hope Mumbai Indian, but I think Punjab is.
Mumbai Indians. I don't know. I think Mumbai Indians and Chennai could come up joint last.
Pari, who do you think will come last?
I think... I'm going to go with Rajasthan Royals.
Rajasthan Royals last? I think Rajasthan have a good team, to be honest. I'm going to go with Punjab as well, if to come last. I think Punjab will come next. Okay,
Anuj, 7-6-5, I think we can. I mean, it's all interchangeable. I don't think there's like a standout 7.
Oh, but okay, so which three teams do you think will come 7-6-5?
I'd say, so I put Rajasthan as one of them. Rajasthan, Delhi, and... Because I really think we're going to get top 4 this year.
You think we're going to get top 4?
I really think we are.
I think we are.
I'm going to sacrifice KKR.
I was going to sacrifice KKR as well.
I think KKR won't do well.
Mm-hmm.
But your Pari?
Let's see. Kings 11.
Kings 11. Okay, you think Rajasthan come last? Okay.
Yeah. Okay, this is not an order, right? 7-6-5 can.
5-6-7, you can choose.
Kings 11, KKR, and Mumbai.
Mumbai.
Oh wow! I don't think they'll make it.
I give you props for that, bro. Bold ass
finish. No, yeah, they have such a fucking strong team, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just feel like they'll get too cocky or something. I
give you props for that. That's a bold prediction.
I mean, when you got Nita Ambani, what's there to worry about, bro?
Yes.
okay. So I picked Punjab last, right? So I think KKR would probably come. KKR probably. I think Delhi is good.
I think they're good as well.
I actually think Delhi is pretty good. Okay, KKR Rajasthan for sure.
Okay.
Okay, probably Delhi. Probably Delhi 5th.
All of us are going for RCB top 4.
Bro, you gotta back us, bro. This is a biased podcast for a reason, bro.
When we finish 8, the comments coming back at us is gonna be
insane. Oh, fuck. Gone. Okay, Anuj, 4th, bro, for you. Who's coming 4th for you?
4th is going to be Mumbai Indians.
Okay. Pari doesn't even have Mumbai Indians in the top 4.
Yeah, Pari, who's 4th for you?
I think Sunrisers.
Okay, so who am I talking for? Mumbai, CSK, RCB, SRH.
Yeah.
I think CSK to come 4th.
Okay.
I think CSK 4th.
Third, I will say ourselves, RCB is going to come
3rd. RCB 3rd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hari? I think Chennai
3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna go with an RCB 3rd as well.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with RCB 3rd as well.
So, final.
Second, Anuj? Second?
Second is going to be. So, I have what? SRH and.
What? CSK.
CSK's earlier. Yeah, I'll say CSK second, SRH first.
CSK second, SRH first.
In terms of table, yeah.
Okay, fine. Buddy, who are your last two?
Or Delhi Capitals and RCB. And I think...
Delhi Capitals!
And Delhi Cap.
Delhi Capitals.
Wait, so...
Second.
RCB.
RCB win.
Yes.
Yeah.
RCB
was.
Bro, you don't understand how much I want that to happen.
It happened twice, but we didn't manage to win the fucking trophy in the end. What the fuck is the point?
Okay, so stupid.
Okay, for me, so what? I put CSK 4th, RCB 3rd.
Yeah, you have Mumbai and SRH.
Mumbai and SRH. I think SRH 2nd and Mumbai 1st.
I think I hate you just for saying that.
Mumbai 1st. Yeah, Mumbai 1st.
I don't like saying it. I don't like saying it. Bro, fuck, they're so strong.
Yeah.
They are such a good team.
So strong in terms of players, so strong in terms of umpires, so strong in terms of financially,
that's what, bro. Somewhere, some players and all will come and start performing well.
You know, do you remember when they had 5 foreigners in a match?
Did they?
Yeah, so once what happened was, Mumbai registered 5 foreigners to play in an IPL game and nobody fucking noticed. And the game just, I think it just went on. And then afterwards, they realized that it was an error.
No way.
Wow. And sure the game won?
I think Mumbai must have won.
No way.
I'm pretty sure this happened.
That's just sick.
I'm just googling it. That's just to sick. Confirm, because I'm pretty sure this happened. Yeah. I think so. It says here an exception was made for Mumbai, allowing them to have 5 foreigners. I don't know why the exception was made, but yeah.
Exception equals to 20 crores or something like that.
Heavy donation.
What the fuck?
Heavy donation.
There are still Mumbai 4 teams you haven't included.
Four teams we haven't included.
Yeah.
Who?
I mean, the teams are not playing anyway, so.
Oh, those teams.
Okay, I think let's wrap this up. We've gone on for quite a while. So, anyways, guys, if you want to see, if you want to keep comment on our podcast saying how badly we've done with our predictions, follow us on Instagram so that you can do that. You get regular updates on when we post. Leave a review. Tell us how well you think we did, what you think we should change in our podcast. Subscribe so that, you know, you get regular updates. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, at the Gully Scorecard. And yeah, Pari, any last words, our special guest?
I mean, this was a regular conversation for me. I do this every day. But yeah, I think it was fun having it.
You're an expert, no? Okay, anyways, anything else, Anuj?
Nah, I just want to say that we haven't predicted our winners yet. We'll do that once the top four is decided. So yeah, apart from that...
Yeah, we can do this again once. You'll be seeing Paritosh a lot more often during the when we talk about the IPL.
Yeah, used to his wacky-ass observations also. It's going to be
fucking... But yeah, I mean, anything else, Anuj?
I just want to say before we close out the podcast, from the bottom of my heart, fuck CSK and Mumbai Indians.
Yeah, fuck CSK.
I think that is seconded as well.
Okay. Anyways, guys. See you. Have a good one.